Pony Center.
Yeah, hey, I'm here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
I just called the police department, and they gave me your number to call.
Okay.
We just spotted, about half an hour ago, our time, three discus-shaped, very bright yellow color. We don't know what they are either, but they were in the southwest of town. We tried to run them down, and evidently they grouped together and disappeared below the horizon.
Well, they were that low?
Yes. We saw them. Well, Albuquerque's pretty high altitude.
Right.
And the area around southwest of it's low. That's how come we saw them. And so when we drove out towards the southwest, we went down, and evidently if they were headed west, they were headed in a southwesterly direction. They would have dropped below the horizon pretty fast.
Right.
So by the time we got to the other side of town, they had disappeared. And my wife is a firm disbeliever in UFOs, and she even thinks they were.
Okay, now, do you have any estimate on size in those?
Size? No, maybe distance. I'd say about 4 miles away.
Okay.
Southwest of the airport.
All right. And they were definitely silver?
No, they were, they looked like they had their own illumination.
I see.
The sun was going down, just breaking the horizon, so that might have done it off the bottom of something.
Uh-huh.
But they're flying balloons in the area, but we knew definitely they weren't the balloons. They're flying the hot air balloon contest here this week.
You could definitely make out this discus shape?
Yes, definitely. They were discus-shaped uh-huh. objects. Matter of fact, one of them was sitting on about a 45-degree angle for a while.
Uh-huh. Okay, about how long did you watch those?
Oh, I'd say about 15 minutes before they disappeared.
Okay. Any estimate of exact altitude when you spotted them?
Ooh, it'd be kind of hard to say without knowing the size. I'd say, they were about...
How many degrees above the horizon?
That's what I was going to say, 20 degrees above the horizon
okay.
line when we first saw them. They moved down towards the horizon as we moved towards them. And the traffic kind of held us up from getting out there.
Did you ever have time to get out of the car and watch them?
No. We were in the one of the shopping center parking lots when my son first spotted them.
Oh, I see.
See, he's a UFO dude from way back, too.
Uh-huh.
And he spotted them, and at the time, we only saw two. When we started driving out to see if we couldn't get closer to them, we saw a third one.
Okay, now, did these things just stick together, or were they any kind of a pattern?
Well, there were two together. And then one looked like it might have been, 700-800 yards, half a mile from the other two.
Uh-huh.
But the two did kind of stick together, and two of them looked like they were fairly large and one kind of small.
Okay, were they stationary or on the move when you first sighted them?
When we first saw them, they were just sitting there. They were moving slightly, just barely, because I kept the line on them with the telephone
uh-huh.
line. And they moved below the line, which means they were heading southwest at the time.
Okay.
At a very low rate of speed, if any at all, like they were just drifting.
Right. Did they seem to increase at any time? The speed?
Not noticeably, no. Other than the fact that they, when we turned, let's see, we were headed down a block and we had our eye on them. When we turned the corner, they had disappeared.
Okay.
You know, there was a house on the corner, and when we came around the corner, they weren't there anymore.
Okay.
And these hot air balloons, they fly around here, ain't that fast.
Okay. How's the sky conditions?
Perfectly clear.
Okay.
Unlimited visibility.
Are you in the military?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm an aircraft mechanic. Somebody tried to tell me they were aircraft landing lights. I know better.
Yeah.
They weren't even the right color.
Okay. How many witnesses in the group?
Let's see. All five of us saw it.
Five, okay.
And there were three or four other people in the parking lot that saw it. As a matter of fact, one guy ran a grocery cart into a car, not looking where he was going.
Uh-oh. Okay, any aircraft in the sky at the time?
Yes, there was one small aircraft. It was a Piper Comanche or Cherokee dual engine job.
Did it seem to be paying any attention
no,
to these objects?
No, it was flying due north.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll get on this, and if we come up with anything on our investigation, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Hey, and I got on the radio on the CB,
uh-huh.
and it was so jammed up that I couldn't get anything through. I was going to try to find out if anybody else had it spotted.
Now, you mean it was jammed up with radio chatter or static?
Yeah, and static, both.
Uh-huh.
Kind of terrible for, you know, usually it's nice and crisp around here. because of the atmosphere here, we're so high up and everything, we can get out 7-8 miles on a CB here.
Do you have any problem? I mean, did the static seem to clear up after these things disappeared?
Yeah, it's a lot better now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and like I say, if we get any more on it, well, I will definitely get back to you and let you know.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
Where did you get our number?
The Albuquerque Police Department.
Great. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye.